In 2 Thessalonians, Paul encourages believers to stand firm and hold on to the teachings they received. He urges them to have a godly legacy. Today on The Wisdom Journey, Stephen takes you to chapter 3. There, Paul requests prayers for his ministry to advance, and he exhorts believers to work diligently and avoid idleness. We're going to explore how you can leave a lasting testimony for Christ right where you are. Here's Stephen Davey.
A well-known Christian author was invited to join family and friends of martyred missionary Jim Elliot as they celebrated the legacy of his life. Both Jim and his wife Elizabeth, you might know, left a legacy of faithfulness to Christ. Many people still hear of Jim Elliot's martyrdom at the hand of native tribesmen there in the Amazon jungle of Ecuador. Jim and his four missionary companions were speared to death back in 1956. Well, this author was surprised to meet Jim Elliot's older brother, Bert, and discover that, well, he and his wife, Colleen, had served as missionaries in the Amazon jungle region of northern Peru for many years. In fact, years before Jim Elliot went to the mission field, well, his older brother was already serving the Lord. Not many people have heard of Bert and Colleen Elliot. Not many people know that they hiked the Andes Mountains, drove thousands of miles between villages, evangelized hundreds of Peruvians, and over the course of 60 years of ministry, get this, they planted 147 churches. Now, to this author, Bert described his brother Jim as being like a great meteor streaking through the sky with brilliant light for a brief moment. But in contrast, the author would later describe Bert as, well, more like a faint star that simply rose night after night, faithfully crossing the same path in the sky year after year, surrendered to the plan of God. Now, frankly, both men and their wives have left us quite a wonderful legacy. Let me tell you, beloved, you don't have to die as a martyr or serve on a remote mission field to leave a godly legacy. You can do that right there in your hometown, your neighborhood, one day at a time. Well, as the Apostle Paul brings his second letter to the Thessalonians to a close, he encourages them to do just that. Leave a godly legacy. Leave a testimony for Christ right there in their hometown of Thessalonica. And he now gives them encouragement and exhortation to just sort of stay the course for Christ. Now, Paul's encouragement to them takes several forms. Here in chapter 2 and verse 13, he expresses his thanks to God for these believers. Then he writes here in verse 14 that they're going to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's a reference to the return of Christ, beginning with the rapture of the church, which Paul has described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Well, now here in verse 15, Paul reminds them, and you and me, by the way, that if you want to leave a legacy while you're waiting for the rapture of the church, which could happen at any moment, this is what you need to do. Paul writes, "Stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter." In other words, the apostles were leaving a legacy of the gospel truth, and disciples from that day to this are to leave a legacy of standing firmly according to what the apostles wrote. Well, now, as we set sail into chapter 3, Paul asks the Thessalonians to make sure they're praying for him as well. He writes here in verse 1, "Pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored." You get the impression, don't you, that Paul doesn't like sitting around for very long. So he wants them to pray that the ministry will speed ahead. I love that kind of thinking and praying. It's one of my favorite verses, though I probably apply it incorrectly when I drive. I'm sure Paul had nothing to do with the way I drive my pickup truck, but he was, in a way, in a hurry that the world might hear the gospel. Well, now Paul offers another prayer for them here in verse 5. "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. You see, he wants nothing more than for these believers to leave a legacy for Jesus Christ. Now with that, Paul moves from encouragement to exhortation in verse 6. And he addresses another problem in the Thessalonian church, and he puts it rather plainly here. Now we command you, brothers, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. Now back in his first letter, Paul had urged these believers to mind their own business, to work with their own hands, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11. Well, evidently, his words were being ignored by some in the church. So now Paul writes again, and this time, well, he's a lot more forceful about correcting the idleness that's being tolerated here among these Christians. Now in verse 6, Paul tells them, keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness. Evidently, some of these believers were refusing to work. They were basically living off the donations of other Christians. That wasn't right. It wasn't right at all. In fact, it was a serious matter. Paul reminds them now of his own example among them, and he contrasts that with the laziness of some of these people here, as he writes in verse 7 and 8. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Well, let me tell you, beloved, that's the right kind of example for every Christian. But it's even more impressive coming from Paul because, well, as an apostle, he had every right to be supported, to be served by the church. But that wasn't the legacy he wanted to leave them. You see, he surrendered that right, the right of an apostle, and he worked to provide for his own food and lodging. Now, just in case they didn't get the point, Paul puts it as forcefully and clearly as he can now, here in verse 10. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. So, if a person is physically able to work, but refuses to do so, and he supports himself and his family off the donations of others, well, that person should not be rewarded for his laziness by any handouts. Well, this has evidently become a huge problem in this local church to the point that it was potentially overshadowing their legacy of ministry faithfulness. In fact, Paul writes here in verse 11, for we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Well, why was this such a big problem here in the Thessalonian church? We don't really know, but it's always been a problem in the world and in the church. In fact, we're living in a day when the work ethic Scripture teaches is, well, greatly diminished. Very few people today have a reputation for being hard workers. And even in the church, volunteers are vastly outnumbered by people who just want to come and sit and be served. Well, this gives you, beloved, a unique opportunity to show your church, your world, what it looks like to be an honest, hardworking, faithful person. And you become this unique testimony just by showing up on time and putting in an honest day's work. You know, some people work hard at getting out of work. You might have a cubicle or a place in the shop next to one of them. Well, it's not your job to point the finger. It's your job to simply keep working with diligence. Paul writes here in verse 12, we command and encourage them, that is the idle person, in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. And if they don't, well, Paul says here that they're in line to receive church discipline. They are actually to be removed from the local assembly because they're harming the legacy of the church. He writes here in verse 14, take note of that person who won't work, and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. You know, we often think that the only valuable legacy worth talking about, well, it's somewhere out there in the jungles along the Amazon River, and that's certainly worth talking about. But let me tell you, beloved, you can leave a legacy for Christ right there in your hometown as you work hard, as you serve in the church, as you demonstrate humility and steadfastness in whatever Jesus Christ has called you to do. Well, let's just go out there today and live just like that. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Stephen called this lesson, "If You Don't Work, You Don't Eat." Today, stand firm in your faith, pray for the advancement of the gospel, and work diligently in your everyday life. Remember, your hometown can be your mission field. Stephen's passion for equipping God's people extends beyond this broadcast. He founded and leads Shepherd's Theological Seminary, or we call it STS. It's a place where men and women are trained for impactful service in their churches and communities worldwide. STS graduates are making a difference everywhere, from planting new churches to leading existing congregations and serving in various ministry roles. Their education equips them with a deep understanding of Scripture, theology, and practical ministry skills. If you or someone you know feels called to pastoral ministry, STS offers an incredible opportunity. Qualified men can receive a full scholarship to pursue their Master of Divinity degree as long as they commit to studying full-time in Cary, North Carolina, and graduating within 3 years. This unique program removes financial barriers and allows future pastors to focus on their studies and calling. But STS isn't just for aspiring pastors. Anyone who's eager to deepen their biblical and theological knowledge can benefit from the courses. The school offers both online and in-person options, making it convenient for you to study from wherever you are. Whether you're a busy professional, a stay-at-home parent, or simply seeking to grow in your faith, STS is an opportunity for you to grow in your knowledge of God's Word. Take the next step. Whether you're exploring a call to ministry or simply seeking to deepen your faith, visit wisdomonline.org/STS. to learn more about the programs, scholarships, and how you can become part of the STS community. Then, come back next time to continue through the Bible on the Wisdom Journey.